The fact is that when Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept lying in complete peace and calm and didn't show any excitement whatsoever or any fear at the enemy holding his own sword and threatening him to kill. So when he said, "Who can save you?" He said, "Allah." That had such a big impact on the man with the sword that he was overawed and his hand shook with the sheer impact of the greatness of the man who was lying before him. And the sword fell from his hands. So Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam picked up the same sword. He got up and said, "Now tell me, who can save you from my hands?" He said, "Oh my Lord, you can save me from your own hands." He said, "Shame on you. You didn't even learn from me. It's only Allah who can save you." So when this man heard this, then he knew that he was a true man and he accepted Islam. This is the whole story. So some people may relate it, you know, differently, because sometimes these traditions are found differently in different books. You know that traditions of the Holy Prophet were preserved much later after his death, after they started being collected about 200 years from his death. And because the Arabs had a good memory, they were still reliable. But there were so many versions coming in from all various the lines of tradition that in between there were people who could have forgotten certain things, people with weak memory, and some other things may have happened. Sometimes people might have imagined things, and after a very long time they started believing that this was also there. This happens with everybody, even today. So because of these things, some minor differences crept into the traditions. And these are to be observed by these various versions. And sometimes the author of a particular book himself chooses to be brief for some reasons. He thinks the purpose is served by telling just this much. And he intentionally leaves things out. So I can't tell you why in one particular case somebody has differed with some other person. It has to be investigated. All I can tell you is that to the best of my knowledge, this tradition is more reliable than the other one.
Thank you.
I have also explained the phenomena for your sake, that you understand how the hadiths were collected and why they differed with each other.